Children see such a cruel father. As we were at the height of our glory, you know, we were enjoying it, we put up all the castles, and we made the bridges and the streams flowing, with all the works, you know, built all the water, all the sand castles, and we did everything, one of its kind, state of the art, everything, built bridges and rivers and streams and farms and everything we have done. Just as we are about to complete and enjoy, there you see, you must break everything and go. No compassion, no love you got. So, you aren't going to buy that story from your children. Definitely, you're not going to buy that story. And the reason is obvious, because you understand that tomorrow is Monday. These children have to go to school. For them to be performing well at school for the following day, they have to get all the assignments and the homework right. Then they will fare well in that class of theirs. If they don't do that, they will be failures in the class. They will be an embarrassment to themselves and a disgrace to you. So you feel the respect, and for your own reputation and for their own future, it's better for them to break up, close up shop, and now continue. So you have a better picture, a greater picture. They have a small picture, the sand castles, and small little things, they amuse little minds. They got small dreams, you got a big dream about them. That this child of mine, he is going to get to the school, then to the university, and then he'll become a doctor or an engineer or something, right? And he will make the millions, right? And he'll be a prosperous person. So you've got a long-term picture. This child has got a short-term picture. So he's looking according to his understanding, and you are designing and you are planning according to your understanding. Child will think, he will think in a naive way. He's immature. He is limited. And you will think in a very mature way, in a constructive way, in a way you feel is better and lasting for this child. So you will think like this, he will think like this. He will think immaturely, you will think maturely. You don't want to buy a story, no matter how much he cries, no matter how much he shouts and how much he complains against you. But you know, soon this child's cries will no longer be cries, now it will be cheers. It's cries now because his knowledge and understanding is limited, he is immature. But when he matures, and he sees the other side of the story, then that same curses will be duas. That same curses will be duas. I say, my father just left us with that sand castles. Today, really, we would have been in problems today. Now, my father understood, you know, that we need to go do an assignment. We need to go do our homework. We need to perform well at school, come up with good marks, so that we could be pushed into the standards and finish our career successfully, and then go to university, learn a skill and a profession, and do something for our lives. So he was a very intelligent person. I make a lot of dua for my father, so this is what he put us into. So similarly, we are caught up in this air castles, these sand castles we are caught up in. Someone got a bigger sand castle, someone got a small sand castle, someone's dream is longer, someone's dream is shorter, someone's dream fails immediately, it smashes, and someone's dream smashes after some time, but all these are dreams, sooner or later, they have to be smashed down. Sooner or later, no matter how much you long and look after, and you try and maintain yourself or that property, whatever it is, it has to be broken down, it has to be smashed down. There is no two ways about it. We see it happening all along in history. There wasn't a ruler, there wasn't a king, there wasn't a person of power or glory that wasn't smashed down by time. Everybody had to be smashed down by time. Time had come and smashed down all the glory, the grandeur, the splendor, no matter what it was, however how great it was, and time had come and he smashed it down. You hear of kings in the past, what they didn't do? Shaddad, he put up a castle, gold and silver, and he laid it out of musk, right? And then he had young lads as attendants and young girls, beautiful, one of its kind, selected all in lines and in rows, and the length and the breadth of the castle was such that rivers and streams are going through, and one of its kind, state of the art he built at that time in that zamana. all, you can imagine now, at that zamana, you're talking of about 4,000-5,000 years ago, and what this man did, gold and silver, streams running in between, attendants and girls all looking after him. And just as he's approaching his castle, and there Malakul Maut is instructed, is commanded to take away, snatch away his soul. They say that Malakul Maut was asked, did you ever feel hurt? Do you find it difficult in your mission at any time? Do you find it difficult, to execute your mission at any time? He said, yes, on two occasions I found it really difficult executing my mission. When one was in the time of Fir'aun, when Fir'aun was slaughtering children. So my mother had taken me and placed me in some cave, right? In some cave. And I was nourished in that way and I came up. The mother was instructed to take this child and leave in that cave. So that child that was left in the cave, Allah Ta'ala had nourished it, taken care of the child, right? So I was very, very hurt at the time I was commanded to take away the soul of this mother. Because that's mother and this is an infant child. Somehow the mother just brought the child there, and there was a command, I must take away the soul of the mother. Child was spared, but the mother is gone. A motherless child, abandoned child. So I was very, 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 very distressed in pulling out the soul of the child. That was the first occasion. And the second occasion that you felt very distressed, the second occasion was in this incident of Shaddad, when he put up that castle, gold and silver, musk laid out, gardens and beauty, streams underneath, attendants, boys and girls, and state of the art, everything was what a man can just dream for, beyond that. You can't think of anything beyond this in his life. Beyond that, not no beauty in his life. Horses and animals and what? Farms and he's a king and he's got the power, he's got the wealth. And the man had just put it up and he had hardly taken the first step into his castle, into his palace, and there was command, time is up, right? Let's take your soul away. So he put up everything you could humanly think about in that zamana, and he had everything. And there at that time, he had hardly put one step into that palace of his, and I was commanded to pull out his soul. So then Allah Ta'ala told him, Malakul Maut, for your information, that child was the same Shaddad. The child that was abandoned in that cave, he is the same Shaddad. So no matter what you've got, the dream that you are aspirous of is either short term or long term, but it's genuinely a dream. There's nothing beyond a dream. A reality is that which is lasting, which is therefore for permanent, it's there continuous, there's no point of termination. But these things that we see around us, it's not lasting. It's not there forever, it's not there for keeps. They are not there and we will not be there. Neither will they be, nor will we be around. All of us are just like the residents at a hotel, the residents in a hotel. You're just there for the night. Now, if that resident in that hotel is boastful, hey, see my room and my apartment, see what? I was asking one friend, just off the cuff, asking that the most expensive hotel for a night, what must be its cost? It's about $30,000 a night. $30,000 a night. That time when the rand was about 10 to a dollar, I asked him, what is the most expensive apartment, $30,000? Now, that man that is booked that hotel for that one night and he's paying 30,000, 300,000 rand, see, what he thinks, hey, I'm in a dreamland. But he doesn't realize that the dream will crash just now. Just now it will crash one day and we'll sit back and think to ourselves, hey, this man is stupid, man. $30,000 and he can bust it in one single night. $30,000 and he can bust that 30,000 in one single night. What's wrong with this man? So we will attribute that to stupidity. But the malaika that are watching us, they also say that you are stupid. Because they see the life of this world so short. But you can earn so much, you can benefit so much, but all your resources you are wasting. That valuable time, valuable wealth, valuable energy, you are destroying it. So the malaika that observe it, Hazrat Insan, what are you doing, man? Ikona, man. How can you do this? How can you behave like this? The malaika are saying the same thing that we are saying about this person. He's wasting everything, energy, time, wealth, he's wasting it. So we will, like we are saying that this person is stupid, the malaika say the same thing about us. So really, what we need to understand, that the life is not a plaything. It's not a plaything, it's not a thing of amusement. It's not a thing that we can just pass, a pastime. That's where we've gone off. We feel it's a pastime. We feel it's a amusement, it's an excitement. It's not an excitement, it's not a thrill, it's not a pastime. Then what it is? It is a business. It is a business. You have to take this life and purchase your akhirat with it. Take this, pay this price of this life and purchase your real abodes. This is your price. This is the money that you're going to give. This is the thing, the capital that you're going to outlay. You're outlaying the capital for what? For a greater return. See? And when you think like that, you are thinking positively. You are thinking correctly. And when you think correctly, you're thinking positively, the malaika befriend you. They love you. They love you. The man is thinking right now. He's thinking straight. He's a mature person. We like to be with him. The malaika would like to be with you. Imagine. Forget the rest. The malaika, the farishtas, they like to be with you. Now this man is right now. We like to be with him. We enjoy his company. He's thinking right. He's talking right. He's behaving right. He's working right. He's got a direction in life. He's got a goal. These people are all children. These are all small children. 1-2 years children. You will amuse yourself for them. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but you will carry on with children. You don't feel yourself comfortable. 1-2 years, now they're playing, or someone's got a motorcycle, plastic motorcycle, running. Now, you will amuse yourself maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, came from work, so you know, just cheer up, so you'll amuse yourself. But you don't make that the theme of your life. You don't make that the theme of your life. So the malaika, they view us like this. They view us, this man is stupid. He's stupid. He's acting so childish. He forgot the broader picture. And yeah, he's acting so childish. But that person that is bargaining for the true bargains, he's trying for the true bargains. Say, well, this person is really intelligent. He is capable. We need to be with him. We need to support him, encourage him, be with him. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلًا. They're on the path. They're on the cause. So these malaika, they love you. They're making dua for you. They are with you. They are cooperating. They're supporting you. Come, come. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلًا وَقِهِمْ عَذَابُ الْجَحِيمُ وَأَدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. In the time, they're looking for the right places. They got the mind screwed right. Allah Ta'ala, you see them through, Allah Ta'ala. They got their minds right, Allah Ta'ala, you see them through now. It is a matter of you just pushing them through. Because you ask them to be on the cause, they're on the cause, on the path, Labang, you push them through. So they're supporting you, they're encouraging you, they cooperating with you, they love you, they like you. They look up at you. The malaika also look up at you. Imagine. They respect you, they honor you, they adore you, they look up at you. So because you're going for the true bargains, you are an intelligent person, you are a capable person, you are a person that has got the right understanding, so they like to be around with you. But with this now, how the malaika can be happy? How can they be comfortable? How can they ever be comfortable? Okay. So this is the mystery of this life. The mystery of this life is to understand what is prosperity. If we haven't understood that, then we are going around in circles. If we haven't understood what is the mystery of this life, then we are just going around in circles. We aren't going in any direction. You know, you find these donkeys and cattle in India, they go around the mill. either pulling out water, drawing out water, or squeezing out oil. So from the morning to the evening, the cattle will say, and the donkey will say, you know what, I traveled the whole world. I went to China, I went to Japan, America, and I went to Africa also. By end of the day, when Moth comes, Wahika Wahihum. I didn't go anywhere, I'm just around the same chakra. At the time of death, you begin to realize that it was just a chakra, you're going in a circle, whether it was Japan, China, America, everywhere. It was just a chakra, you were just going around and round in circles. You come to the same end. No different end for you. Same end that everybody else went through, you going exactly to the same end. So you are no different to the donkey. You say that you're a donkey, stupid. Right? When you talk about a donkey, then you say, it's stupid, right? So is there any difference between you and this donkey? Nothing. Nothing also went round, round. That thing said, no, I made such explorations, you know. I went round the world 50 times today. Round the world I went. 50 times, 100 times I went around the world. So the donkey will say the same thing, and you will say the same thing. So there's no difference, because you're coming to the same end. And that thing is also taking a chakkar, and around the earth is round, so you're also taking a chakkar, you're going round, round, round. You know, you become so proud about yourself, with your passport, you're going to take it, hey, I'm chucking now, moving, I don't have time now, got too many commitments, I need this commitment, that commitment, I need to meet my suppliers here, need to make the payment here, I'm going for a drive here, I will do with the government ministries, with the securities and all that. So you feel so proud and elite about yourself. But then, after the whole chakkar is over, where are you going to? Where are you ending up? Same place. Same place you're ending up as everybody else end up. No different. No different. In fact, your end will be even more bitter. The end of others will be easier, and yours will be more bitter. The reason for its bitterness is that to leave so many things and go in that end is a very difficult thing. To leave so many things and go at that end is so difficult. You're holding to this, holding to that. This jacket and this shirt and that motor car and that property and this factory and this industry. You're holding to so many things, and then the malaika, one shot in one pull, it's cutting you off from everything that you are associated. You're holding to so many things, one pull, they just pull you one shot. One shot the malaika pulled you, and you cut off from everything. So that end becomes extremely bitter, very, very bitter. You have to leave that. كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِن جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ وَزُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِن جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ These people, Fir'aun, Shaddad and all that, what were they living in? Streams and palaces, وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ big position, influence and might, that everything. I was reading about one king. What were they didn't do? Talking of a king now, 1,200 years ago. So he was longing for some cherry. Now that cherry that he's longing for is approximately 1,000 miles, 1,800 kilometers away from where he is. Right? He's longing for the cherry. Not in season, but in that place it is in season. And that comes under his country. His sultanate and his kingdom extend so much that also comes. So he expressed his wish. 1,600 k's. In a matter of 3 days, he was there. He was eating cherries. How was it possible? How was it? There was no courier service, no aeroplanes, no telecommunications. Right? What he did is he wrote the message and tagged it onto a pigeon, flyer pigeon, and send it to that direction. The thing reached there, they opened the letter, the king wants cherries, right? They went to the good orchards, you know, orchards, selected orchards, and they broke down those cherries. Approximately 2,000 or 1,800 cherries they plucked, you know, choice crop. And then, on the foot of each pigeon, they just tied up one cherry. and folded it, they tied it up in silk, and they sent it back. Approximately 1,000 pigeons they sent, 1,000, 2,000 pigeons they sent back. And in a matter of 3 days, what he longed for, he got it. So, yeah, mila to kya mila? If you got it also, then what you got? It's an excitement, it's a thrill, right? But the fact that you have to leave, the fact that you have to leave this thing, that's a very, very bitter. Or the power, it looks very, you know, at the time that you are in the glory of power, it looks very interesting. But the time that you have to separate, the time that you have to leave, that is a very, very bitter thing, extremely bitter. So you can, if we can only reflect and understand that that's an, there's an end, there's a beginning to this, there's an end to it, it's not a thing to be dreaming about, it's not a thing to be fascinated about, it's something beyond. It's something beyond what we can imagine, something beyond our dreams, there is some reality. Then, you know, you're striking well, then you are prosperous. Then Allah Ta'ala makes it such that even if you have to live in this life, even if you have to live in this world, there'll be two things in you. The one thing that will happen in this world is you'll feel like I'm in a place of dirt now. When this thing's going to end up? I'm still on the boat now. I need to dock now. You pull me along inside the sea. So Allah Ta'ala, when are you going to allow me to dock? Right? If you in the out at sea, 10 days, 20 days, don't you long to reach the land? So you will tell me, telling Allah Ta'ala, I am long now. Allah Ta'ala, give me a break now. Let me come to my friends now. Let me come to my boat. So you're looking forward. Man ahabba liqa Allah. You're looking forward to dock. Right? And the second favor Allah Ta'ala will give you is فَلَنُحْيَنَّوْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. If you have to drag along in this life for some time, then this life itself will become like Jannah. Though you don't see the pictures of Jannah here, you don't see the sceneries of Jannah, but it will be like Jannah. Every day like Jannah, bring you pleasure, enjoyment. The only difference between here, this life, and that life is, that life, you will be able to see the Jannah and enjoy. Here, without seeing the Jannah, you will have a level of enjoyment. Right? According to your capacity and strength, Allah will give you a degree of enjoyment and happiness without seeing that. Allah can make it, He's the Qadir. He's not short of doing anything. Can you restrict His power? Nobody can restrict His power. When you can't restrict His power, نُحْيَنَّوْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. I'll give you an enjoyable life. I will give you an exciting life. I will give you a real thrill. So now you're living around here with all the dirt and the worlds and someone's tragedy, someone's calamity, whatever. But inwardly, Allah is still giving you that enjoyment, that happiness. He's giving you that thrill, that excitement, the joy. See? So that is why you'll find our Buzuganuddin, Mashayikh, that no matter what time and what condition, what circumstances they're going through, but you'll find splendor on their face, the happiness around them. In the worst of tragedies, but they're calm, they're composed, they're so easy. Because the end is there. They're looking at the end, and Allah Pak has allowed their lives to be governed and surrounded by happiness. It's just happiness. It's so much of happiness that they are living in, that the small calamities are really no calamities. There's still splendor, there's still enjoyment. One Mawlana was here. He says that I'd been at the funeral of two great Buzruganadin. One was some of his relatives that used to read Quran Sharif nearly, I think, should make a khatam every third day or every second day or every day. But how you would do it, unnecessary talk you won't get involved in. Now, he's talking to you, Assalamu alaikum. Alif Lam Mim Zalika Kitabul Arabi Hudal. How are you, boy? And he's carrying on from there. So there isn't a time where he's wasted. He jumped into his car. Hudal lil muttaqin alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaybi yuqimuna. He came there by his shop. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ. And he's carrying on. So he says, these two people's janazah I went, this is one of his relatives. Says, when I went to see the face was such, one is there was a glitter, there was a glitter on the face. And the second thing is like he's bursting out laughing. You know when the person is laughing right to the bursting point. So at that point he was laughing. At that point, you know, when someone is bursting. Can you imagine that smile? So I saw that. That was one angle. The other one he saw, he says, I saw more Abravdhaksa when he passed away of Hardoi. Same. Like the man is just that you can't hear the sound, but he's bursting out laughing. Now that was Allah Wala, right? Now contrast this, one friend came here to me. So he says that he saw one friend of his in when breathing the last, you know, it's just about the last, he saw his friend. He said, Mora, I knew him to be a beautiful person, but you could have seen the terror on his face, the horror on his face. It's unimaginable, that horror that was on his face. And he just got that attack, and then he passed away. In 2 minutes he passed away. But when he got that attack, you could have seen that horror on his face. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِتُ أَيْدِهِمْ But you only seen that spectacle, that last moment. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ In the agony of death. The malaika giving it to them. مَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِتُ أَيْدِهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Come now. Like criminals, they are pulling them out. Imagine Malaika now, and they got fiery rods, and they're coming with that type of fiery faces, they come, horror and terror. So he says, these are two incidents, two friends came and told me personally that we've seen this. Here they saw two awliya kiram, and here one sinner, Sharabi Kababi, and this is how his end came. This is how they end came, and this is how his end came. So this is prosperity. And that is why many a times that prosperity, that person sees the prosperity at that time. The Sahabi says, Fustu, I'm prosperous. At the end, when that end came, no, I made it, man. I just made it. The Sahabi says, I just made it. I got the prosperity. What was a dream, I got it. So, in this life, Allah Ta'ala has given us a choice, an option. He hasn't compelled us, He hasn't pushed us. He has given you a choice. هَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ I'm showing you the right and the left. I'm showing you the good and the bad. Now the ball is in your court. You do as you please. But remember, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ I'm showing you, I give you a choice. I'm showing you the both ways. But remember, the story is وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Prosperity is that way. He's showing you that prosperity is that way. He's giving you the story from beforehand, from in advance. Allah Ta'ala.